Escape the restrictions of your mind. That's the theme of the message today. The opening scripture is Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Let us pray. Dear God, because your thoughts are higher than ours, help us to extend the borders of the consciousness of our minds, that we might see you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, there is a reason why you have become the person you are today. Each one of you have been born with a consciousness of a particular landscape in your mind. This landscape has been formed by certain aspects and situations experienced in your life, often beyond your control. Let me explain. You cannot help the land you were born in or the family you were born in. Furthermore, you cannot help your shape or the color of your skin. You didn't choose the way your heart beats or your abilities or aptitudes to do certain things. You also have developed your own personality through different experiences, all depending on the environments which you've been brought up in. Even your religion, culture, and traditional background were not of your choosing. These are situations that have been given to you. The consciousness of the landscape in your mind confronts you with two types of reactions. Firstly, because of the fears and insecurities that you have experienced in your upbringing, it holds you back within its borders to stop you from making your dreams a reality. Secondly, it confronts you with the challenge to step out from where you are and go beyond those restrictions that have held you back from enabling you to escape the programming you are living in. In John 10, verse 10, Jesus says, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly." The thief is Satan, whose negative influence, if you allow it, will steal, kill, and destroy your desire and will to reach out for new goals and horizons. God has created you to be creative, productive, and to discover new frontiers. Once you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have the ability to come out of the enslavement of the life you're living in. However, this is not automatic. You have to desire and want to seek new goals and horizons for your life. This is where Jesus has come to make your life more abundant and more prosperous. Now is the time for you to make your breakthrough and for you to go beyond what you have considered to be lines of demarcation which have held you back from the success you deserve. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10, we read how Jabez escaped the limitations that his life sought to keep him under. The word says, "Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. We can learn a lot from Jabez, inasmuch that even though he was born with very little, through no fault of his own, he called on God to help him enlarge his territory. In other words, to enlarge the consciousness of the landscape of his mind he was born with. He also asked God to keep him from evil and that he would not cause pain to anyone. So God granted him what he requested. What I would also like to say to you are a few words of encouragement from a poem called Desiderata, found in St. Paul's Church in Baltimore in 1692. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. You see, you need to be unfolding in line with the universe by being creative, productive, and forward-thinking. Procrastination will only cause depression and sickness. God wants you to know that you are a somebody and not a nobody. He loves you and wants you to come out of the enslavement you are living in. He has a plan and a purpose for your life. And wherever you are, his thoughts are those of Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. If you want to achieve all that God has for you, become a new creation in Christ by taking off the old and putting on the new, and by stepping out beyond the consciousness of the border of the landscape of your mind. God bless you, Pastor Philip.
Something made it clear that I knew that you would be the something special to find a love like this. It's not just a heavenly